"Nice socks, Potter," Moody growled as he passed, his magical eyes staring through Harry's robes. "Oh, yeah, Dobby the house elf knitted them for me," said Harry, grinning. "He is so creepy," Parvati whispered as Moody clunked away. "I don't think that eye should be allowed." Harry heard the final quavering note from the bagpipe with relief. The weird sisters stopped playing. Applause filled the hall once more, and Harry let go of Parvati at once. "Let's sit down, shall we?" "Oh, but this is a really good one," Parvati said as the weird sisters struck up a new song, which was much faster. "No, I don't like it," Harry lied, and he led her away from the dance floor, past Fred and Angelina, who were dancing so exuberantly that people around them were backing away in fear of injury, and over to the table where Ron and Padma were sitting. "How's it going?" Harry asked Ron, sitting down and opening a bottle of butterbeer. Ron didn't answer. He was glaring at Hermione and Crumb, who were dancing nearby. Padma was sitting with her arms and legs crossed, one foot jiggling in time to the music. Every now and then she threw a disgruntled look at Ron, who was completely ignoring her. Parvati sat down on Harry's other side, crossed her arms and legs too, and within minutes was asked to dance by a boy from Beaubaton's. "You don't mind, do you, Harry?" Parvati said. "What?" said Harry, who was now watching Cho and Cedric. "Oh, never mind," snapped Parvati, and she went off with the boy from Beaubaton's. When the song ended, she did not return. Hermione came over and sat down in Parvati's empty chair. She was a bit pink in the face from dancing. "Hi," said Harry. Ron didn't say anything. "It's hot, isn't it?" said Hermione, fanning herself with her hand. "Victor's just gone to get some drinks." Ron gave her a withering look. "Victor?" he said. "Hasn't he asked you to call him Vicky yet?" Hermione looked at him in surprise. "What's up with you?" she said. "If you don't know," said Ron scathingly, "I'm not going to tell you." Hermione stared at him, then at Harry, who shrugged. "Ron, what?" "He's from Durmstrang," spat Ron. "He's competing against Harry, against Hogwarts. You're... Ron was obviously casting around for words strong enough to describe Hermione's crime. "Fraternizing with the enemy! That's what you're doing!" Hermione's mouth fell open. "Don't be so stupid," she said after a moment. "The enemy? Honestly, who was the one who was all excited when they saw him arrive? Who was the one who wanted his autograph? Who's got a model of him up in their dormitory?" Ron chose to ignore this. "I suppose he asked you to come with him while you were both in the library." "Yes, he did," said Hermione, the pink patches on her cheeks glowing more brightly. "So what?" "What happened? Trying to get him to join Spew, were you?" "No, I wasn't. If you really want to know, he said he'd been coming up to the library every day to try and talk to me, but he hadn't been able to pluck up the courage." Hermione said this very quickly, and blushed so deeply that she was the same colour as Parvati's robes. "Yeah, well, that's his story," said Ron nastily.
"And what's that supposed to mean?"
"Obvious, isn't it? He's Karkaroff's student, isn't he? He knows who you hang around with. He's just trying to get closer to Harry, get inside information on him, or get near enough to jinx him."